Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I'm Dan Frio. And thanks for tuning in today. For those that listen to me on AM 1160 in Chicago, it's a Christian radio station, and I've been on here for about 12 years. They have pastors every day, Ian and Brian, that they have a show from 4 to 6, and it's a talk show. And they go through religious, you know, educational tools and you know, what's going on today and a bunch of very informative information. Midway through their show, they give me a call, and it's live every day, believe it or not. And they ask me questions that either they have on the top of their head or somebody might have called in, or they're, again, like I said, they're pastors. So it might be things that people have asked them. So today's show, I want to go over, you know, the past couple weeks, some of the questions that they asked me. So if you don't listen to their show, this will be fresh to you. And it's real world questions that they either have or parishioners of their churches have, or things that they might have saw on Google or the web that they just have questions about. And they're mortgage related or credit related. So I just wanted to give you a backdrop of where these questions are coming from. And so we're going to address those. So I'm just kind of impromptu. I just printed these out and I'm going to answer those because I've answered them in the past, but I'm going to hopefully in my answers, if you backtrack some of my answers off of their shows, because their shows are on iTunes and all over the place as well. Hopefully my answers are the same. So let's see. I'm going to read. The first question is, what's the number one thing most new home buyers do wrong? It's kind of easy, but it's kind of hard. There's a lot of things that new home buyers do wrong, but probably the number one thing that I can think of is buying or opening credit during the mortgage process. This has happened, and not only once, but probably several times. After I talk with a client and do a pre-approval, I try to tell them, please put your life on hold. Here's what I mean by that. Try to stop discretionary income or spending. You know, don't take that vacation and spend $5,000. Don't open any new credit cards. Do not go out and buy a new car. Those are the things where they can really, really mess up the process. I've had people in the past call me and say, Dan, last weekend my car broke down, so I went to the dealership and I bought a new car. Oh boy, I can't get you approved now. Is that extra $350 a month that you're paying now? You don't qualify. You don't budget. It's happened. Don't go out and buy. So I'm going to blanket this answer by don't go out and finance stuff. You know, you're buying this house and you're all excited, so you go out and buy new bedroom furniture and a whole new living room set and a 70-inch screen TV. Don't. That's probably the number one that people do. So that's probably the biggest thing that I would say there. All right. Does it really matter where someone applies for a mortgage? Aren't mortgage rates all the same? It's funny that they asked this question because I just recently, it might have even been yesterday, somebody in Texas asked me, what do I do? And I didn't even know I could use a mortgage broker. What exactly do you do? And why wouldn't I just use my bank or my credit union? That's a great question. So mortgages. Here's the best analogy that I make. And if you see some of my or hear some of my shows, you'll kind of get this. Mortgages are like cars. And here's what I mean. You're looking to buy a home. You probably don't know what type of mortgage you need. Do you need an FHA, a conventional, a 203K, a USDA, a reverse, an ARM, a fixed, an 80-20, a 90-15? If I lost you, good, because you don't know all the products that are out there. So you don't really know what you need or want. So here's what I mean by cars. You want a car. You really haven't pinpointed out exactly what car you want. So you go to the Jeep dealership. What do they have?
Jeeps.
Exactly. But if you don't know what you want, is it wise to go to the Jeep dealer that have Jeeps? No. What about if I said, why don't you go to CarMax? They have Jeeps, Hyundais, Infinities, Lexus, Land Rovers, Mercedes, BMWs, Lexus. So now you have all of this stuff to pick from, and now you're saying, okay, I have two kids, one in the car seat, one in this. I get groceries. We have family members over a lot of times. I take them to soccer practice. What do I need? I need a minivan. Okay. Well, the Jeep might not fit you, but a minivan would. Who has it? Does Jeep have the minivan, or does CarMax have the minivan? Okay. I won't elaborate any more on this. I'm the CarMax. You going to your bank is going to the Jeep dealership. They have one set of programs. I have pretty much, if it's out there, I got it. So that's my best analogy on the mortgage side of things. The next thing is on that, and I'll elaborate a little bit more, cost, fees, and interest rates. Okay, just do me a favor, and I think I said this on when Brian and Ian asked me. Drive within a 5-mile radius of your home and write down all of the gas prices. How many variations of prices did you get? It's gas. It's gas. Aren't all the prices the same? No. They're different. Regular is different everywhere. Premium Plus is different everywhere. There's three different variations of gas, and then there's 100 different variations of prices. That's the same thing with mortgages. If you go to X Place, they might have a middle-of-the-road rate with high fees. You go to another place, they wow you with this rate, but the fees are out the roof. Another place has higher rates with no fees. What's best? I'll explore every option for you. I'll say, okay, here's your variations of each one. Which one's best? I'll do the math for you, explain it to you, and you decide on what you want to do. I always say, you're the boss. I'll give you all the facts and the numbers behind things. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'll give you the facts. You decide. But I'll give you my 2 cents. Okay, so next one, how far in advance should someone get pre-approved if they plan on buying a home? Great question. And it depends. So here's what I mean by depends. You want to stop making your landlord's mortgage payment. So you now want to buy a home. The first thing in what I said in previous shows is you want to buy a house now. The biggest pieces of the puzzle is your credit, income, and down payment. But if you don't have the credit, everything else is irrelative. So what is your credit scores? So you get your credit scores, and I always promote, use this system I created. I don't get rich off of it. I've created this for an educational tool for you. It's creditscoresandmore.com, creditscoresandmore.com. Go there. Complete step one. It's going to give you a free credit score, monitoring, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Depending on what your score is and the guts of your credit, that is going to tell us in advance how long that you should kind of prep for this thing. Meaning, if you come back and your credit scores are in the mid 500s, my goal is to have you at 600 or more. 620 or more gets you into almost every mortgage product out there. So let's say we have a benchmark of 620. If your credit score comes back at 580, 560, we need work. We got to work on this. So we're going to meticulously go through your credit and figure out how are we going to get you to 620. It might take a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 6 months. So now, so how early in the stage should you start looking? It depends on your credit. Okay, that's the biggest piece that I would say. So let's say everything is good. I would always say, if you're looking to buy a home and you want to, you know, you think soon, call me. Call me. We'll go through a whole bunch of questions and I'll kind of prep you in a lot of this stuff and say, okay, here's, you know, here's the time frame I would give you and why. But let's say everything is absolutely perfect. You have an 800 credit score, you make a ton of money, you have no bills, and you have a bunch of money in the bank. I would say 90 days. Here's why. We get you pre-approved. That'll take a day. Now you go out in the market and you might fall in love with the first house, or it might take you a month or two to find a home. Again, if you're spending $400,000 or $500,000 on a home, you just want to be, oh, that one's okay. No, you want to be wild. I can see me living here the rest of my life. I can see my kids growing up here. I can see, you know, holidays here, everything of that, you know, there. So that is, you know, so that gives yourself some time for that. Also, it's going to take you at least 30 to 45 days to get the financing and everything completed. You don't just send me your pay stubs and W-2s and a bank statement and we close the next day. There's a whole process that goes through. Appraisals, inspections, attorney reviews, you know, a whole bunch of things are involved in this process. So, you know, it's going to take you at least 30 days to get into that property. The seller of the property, they might be relocating and they're not relocating for 2 months. Okay. That might put you off as well. So there's the timing of it is that part of it. So I hope you find these informative. I hope you really do. If you have any questions that you want to ask me specifically, give me a call at 630-338-1160 or find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. I'll be back with some more questions right after the break. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I just had a brief conversation with the producer. And when I'm mentioning CarMax, he mentioned, you know, a lot of times people might think of, okay, they have a lot of car variations, but, you know, many times that might not be the best prices in town because you don't haggle.
And generally, perhaps comparing yourself to car dealerships might not give people
gotcha.
The most.
The whole gist of it is I'm trying to compare the availability of product.
Yeah, it's a lot of selection.
Yeah. The gist of it is if you go to the Jeep dealership, you have Jeeps. If you go to CarMax, you have a whole variety of products. I'm just looking at, you know, the number of choices you have to pick from. So okay, let's get back to the questions. And again, if you have any questions for me, give me a call, 630-338-1160. Let me give you my email address, because that might be the best way for a lot of people to contact me, especially, you know, the show runs in the evenings in most cases. You might be watching this on iTunes, YouTube, other podcasts and things like that. So if you want to reach me, just send me an email at dan.frio, which is FRIO@gmail.com. dan.frio@gmail.com. So let's get back to some of the questions. So again, these questions were given to me by Brian and Ian. They are on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio, weekdays from 4 to 6. PM, and there are two pastors, local pastors in the Chicagoland area, that have a show from 4 to 6, and they call me every day at 5:15, and they ask me questions that they might have received from a phone call, they might have found on the internet, they might have had somebody at their church ask them about, and they say, you know what, we'll ask Dan this week. So I'm going through some of the questions that they have. The next one is, and I'm just reading this off a piece of paper, so hopefully the answer comes in my head fairly quick. What exactly does it mean to get pre-approved for a loan when you're looking to buy a home? Great question. There's two pieces of terminology when it comes to pre-approval and pre-qualifications, and there are two big differences between the two. Okay, so some people might guarantee, you know, say, we'll have you pre-approved in 3 minutes. That's probably not the case, and here's why. So I'm going to give you the two terminologies, pre-qualified and pre-approved. Pre-qualified basically is a variation a bad variation or a poorer variation of a pre-approval. So what happens is, well, I might issue you a pre-qualification if you call me up and say, Dan, I pulled that credit score, my credit score from the system that you told me, and it is a 750. Cool. I make X. Okay. And I have X amount in the bank. Awesome. But I don't want you to pull my credit. Okay. Well, based off that information you gave me, you should be able to buy a home. I can issue you a pre-qualification. You kind of pre-qualified, but I didn't really do my homework. All right. I hate that. I basically refuse to do that for somebody. Why? I don't like going down a road 100 miles an hour, not knowing if there's a brick wall, you know, a block down the street. I like doing pre-approvals. It might take me a little longer, but I know then I open up all the can of worms to see if there's any, what's in those cans. Meaning you say, Dan, I have this credit. Okay. I want to see it. Is there something on there that I'm missing? Do you have a bankruptcy? Do you have a collection? Do you have a judgment? Do you have, you know, what bills do you have? How are they paid? They paid on time. You might have an 800 credit score, but you have, you know, three collections that total, you know, $50,000.
You know, what you're talking about right now is why we have our house.
Oh, yeah.
There were two bids on the house. The other people were bidding had 6,000 more than we did. Exact same conventional, pretty much everything else the same, other than the fact that we had waived the inspection, but nobody cared.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, turns out, they looked and their lender didn't have it underwritten or anything else. We had a fully prepared, underwritten, vetted.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, man.
And it was
a massive advantage.
And the frustrating thing to me is then people will hear about me and the realtors will know of me and they'll say, call Dan, he can help you. By that time, it's way too late. Well, everybody's ticked off.
Yeah.
If I can say ticked off.
You're supposed to be closing on something in a week and you're trying to get somebody new to
now everybody's
start a
mad
mortgage
at,
process.
You know, now I'm under the gun.
Right.
Everybody's, you know, their fuse is really short with me.
And they're looking for you to get this done in 2 weeks.
I'm like, I'll help, but I can't. You know, there's a lot of things, believe it or not.
Do you see a cape on my back? Do you see a cape?
Most people think, you know, the mortgage process is here's my pay stub. Here's my W-2. Here's my bank statement. Pull my credit. Can we close tomorrow? There's so much more to it. And I can't even, if you sat at my desk for a week, you'd be like, oh man, this is way more in depth than I thought.
If I sat at your desk for a week, your chair would have a massive dent in it. Yeah.
So that's the pre-qualification, the pre-approval. What do? Well, I pull your credit. I pull it. I want to see everything about it. What's on there? What debts do you have? I want you to send me your pay stubs, W-2s, and tax returns. Why? What income were we looking? If you ever listen to some of my previous shows, I always talk about truck drivers. I love them. But, you know, if you brought in $500,000 in monies, you have a lot of expenses. God bless you guys. You might net $50,000-$60,000. So what income are we using? What are we using? Your bank statements. Is the money been there or did you just dump in, $20,000 in cash? It's an issue. Big issue. So I go through all of that. I actually run you through an automated, a computer system, get an approval. Then I have somebody review all of your information to say, did I miss something? Are we okay? Now I issue you a pre-approval. So basically now it's down to, okay, you qualify for X loan amount. Maybe, because there's still a couple pieces of the puzzle that we didn't address. And it's, you know, the real estate taxes on that property, the homeowner's insurance, and, you know, some other things. Is there an association fee, you know, other expenses or costs on that home? So, long story short, pre-qualification versus pre-approval, huge difference. I do pre-approvals. I do not do pre-qualifications. So if you want a 1-minute pre-qualification, I'm not your guy because I don't want to take you down a path, nor do I want to take myself and a realtor and an attorney and your family down a path and hit a brick wall. So the next question, we probably have enough for one more. What would be your best advice if somebody has a lot of credit card bills or needs money to fix up their home? there's two going to be two answers to that question. Okay, let's address first the credit card bills, and then we'll address the fix up the house. Credit card bills. You know, there's two avenues you can go down for that is a home equity loan, which is basically like a Visa card attached to your house. It's an adjustable rate, moves around, and it may or may not be tax deductible. And that's part of the home improvement piece that I'm going to address next. If you took out that home equity loan to pay off credit cards, you do not get the tax benefits or the tax write-off of the interest. So a lot of times I advise not to do it that way between that and the adjustable rate. And it depends on how much you have in debt. And it also depends on your primary mortgage on you have on your home. So let's say, for example, your primary mortgage is at 6%. I can get you, and these aren't APRs or anything. This is just an assumption basis, you know, basically a story that I'm telling. Let's say today's rate is 4%. So we can take your primary loan from 6 to 4 and also include your bills in that. So now you have all those credit card bills that were at 28% now at 4%, and it's tax deductible. Okay. Does that make sense? Yes. What we're also going to do is I'm going to ask you, are you comfortable with your mortgage payment today? Yes. Okay. So what if we were able to do, you owe 22 years on your mortgage. Wonder if we're going to save you $500, $600, $700 a month each month because we consolidated all your bills. Wonder if we put you on a 15-year term. Your payment is the same, or it's $100 more than you're paying now. But again, you're paying $500 on your credit cards. So we're netting you. We're reducing your monthly expenses by $400. We're reducing your term by 7 years. Do it. That's would be my advice there. If the rate is the same, I'd probably still do the same thing. If your current rate is 4 on your house and we can still get you 4, it might even make sense. And I just did this recently. The client was at 4. I'm getting them 4.875, and it still made huge sense because they had a lot of credit card bills. So that's that case. So probably not going with a home equity loan because we're paying off bills and we don't get the tax benefits. Now, on your home improvements, we can look at doing the home equity loan because if you use 100% of the money for home improvements, you can write off the taxes. What I don't like about them is their adjustable rates. So we analyze and say, what is your current mortgage rate now on your primary? Can we better that or equal that, get you the same amount of money, lock in the rate on a fixed rate so it will never move? And put those two together. Even if, let's say in that example, you had 22 years left. Maybe we can redo all this, give you the money for the home repairs and so forth, and still keep you on maybe a 20, 25 year term. So we don't have to, you know, blow out that term to a longer term, but I don't want you to put you into a payment that you just can't afford. So those are the analysis we'll do of that. So those are the answers to my questions. I want to thank Brian and Ian for asking those in the past couple weeks. And again, my name is Dan Frio. I'd love to hear from you. If you would, give me a call at 630-338-1160. Shoot me an email at dan.frio@gmail.com, or check me out on the web at 1160mortgage.com. God bless. Look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.